Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the XT Global Infotech Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by RIC Capital. We have with us today from the XT Global Infotech Limited management, Mr. Rama Rao Mulapuri, CEO, President and Director, Mr. Raghuram Kusuluri, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sridhar Pantela, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghuram Kusuluri, Chief Financial Officer, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the XT Global Q2 and first half year of financial year 2026 earnings conference call. We appreciate your time and interest in our company's performance. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our financial results, investor presentation, and press release available on our website and on BSE and NSE portals. To begin today's discussion, I will first share an overview of the prevailing economic and industry environment, followed by a detailed update on our operational progress and financial performance for the quarter and the first half of financial year 2025-26. Economy and sector: the global economy continues to remain steady despite persistent trade tensions and shifting policy dynamics. Growth is holding around the 3% mark, supported by a rebound in global trade activity during the first half of financial year 2026. At the same time, evolving tariff structures and supply chain reassessments are prompting organizations to reevaluate how technology and IT services are sourced across regions. India stands at a strategic advantage within this changing global landscape. The economy expanded 6.5% in financial 25 and further accelerated to 7.8% in Q2 financial year 26, the fastest pace in over a year. This strong macroeconomic environment continues to support digital transformation efforts and sustained investments in technology and services. Within this environment, however, the Indian IT sector remains in a phase of moderated demand. Discretionary spending by clients is being deferred due to broader macro uncertainty and ongoing tariff-related noise in the U.S. market. BFSI continues to remain stable. Healthcare is exhibiting cautious sentiment, while retail and automotive verticals are facing policy-driven pressures. Deal flow remains concentrated around cost optimization, vendor consolidation, and efficiency-driven engagements. Looking ahead, the sector's focus is steadily shifting toward margin improvement through better utilization, disciplined hiring, and stable attrition. A strong pipeline across cloud automation, AI-led services, and rising offshoring demand in finance and accounting continues to present a compelling growth opportunities. By strengthening our automation and AI capabilities, expanding high-value consulting services, and deepening our global presence, we believe we are positioned to benefit meaningfully from the industry's next phase of recovery. Coming to operational performance, during the quarter, we strengthened our business fundamentals and further expanded our market footprint. As of November 13, 2025, we added 11 new clients, 7 in finance and accounting services, and 4 in IT services. These additions solidify our presence across key verticals and are expected to support revenue growth in the coming quarters. We are pleased to announce that the board has approved an interim dividend of 5 paise per equity share of face value of Rupee 1, representing 5% of the face value for the financial year 25-26, with the 21st November 2025 as the record date. We also successfully completed our compliant exit from the Madhurwada SEZ unit in Visakhapatnam. This strategic transition provides us greater operational flexibility, reduces compliance effort, and opens up opportunity to monetize unused infrastructure. Another significant development during the quarter was the digital transformation of our sales operations. We initiated the rollout of a new CRM platform designed to enhance lead visibility, strengthen pipeline discipline, and improve client engagement. The platform is scheduled to go live in December 2025. In addition, we expanded our global footprint by launching operations in Australia. We secured two anchor projects, which position us well in a market with robust demand for digital and IT services. This expansion enhances our international presence and supports long-term growth opportunities. Across our business lines, we continue to align with the strong industry trends such as digital finance transformation, cloud adoption, intelligent automation, robotic process automation, and offshore finance and accounting outsourcing. These themes continue to drive consistent and sustainable demand for our offerings. Let me walk you through our financial performance during the quarter. Standalone Q2 financial year 2025-26 performance stood at revenue increased to 17.99 crore, reflecting a 1.2% quarter-on-quarter growth. EBITDA rose to 288 lakhs, a strong 14.2 quarter-on-quarter improvement driven by efficiency measures. EBIT grew 22% quarter-on-quarter, reaching 214 lakhs, supporting by improved productivity. Profit after tax was 176 lakhs, delivering 16% quarter-on-quarter growth and 4.3% year-on-year growth despite a high base. We also saw encouraging margin expansion. Earnings before interest depreciation margins improved 182 basis points and EBIT margins improved by 203 basis points. Consolidated Q2 financial year 25-26 performance stood at consolidated revenue increased to 94.41 crore, up by 2.3% quarter-on-quarter and 93.7% year-on-year. EBITDA came in at 678 lakhs, growing 2.5% quarter-on-quarter, and EBIT rose to 518 lakhs, a 5.4% quarter-on-quarter and 17.1% year-on-year increase. Profit after tax stood at 344 lakhs, delivering 26.9% year-on-year growth. For the first half of the year, our standalone business continued to remain stable. Revenue at 35.76 crore, EBITDA 5 crore 40 lakhs, and EBIT 3 crore 89 lakhs, and profit after tax at 3 crore 29 lakhs. Margins have begun stabilizing and the business is moving toward consistent forward momentum. Our consolidated first half performance reflects strong scale benefits and operational discipline. Revenue reached 186 crore 72 lakhs, 90.4% year-on-year increase. EBITDA stood at 13 crore 39 lakhs, growing 11.6% year-on-year. And EBIT increased to 10 crore 9 lakhs, up by 25% year-on-year. And profit after tax rose to 7 crore 18 lakhs, a strong 47.1% year-on-year growth. The growth reflects the positive impact of our broadened capabilities in the successful integration of network objects, which continues to contribute meaningfully to our consolidated performance. With this, I would like to conclude and open the floor for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Rishabh Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have analyzed the income statement and I can see that the company reported 2.3% sequential and 93.7% year-on-year consolidated revenue. So can you break down the key drivers of this revenue momentum by vertical, geography and service line?
Vertical, industry vertical you are talking about or? Is it industry vertical or? Hello?
So what verticals here, means the business verticals.
As of this last quarter, right, we are not declaring results by vertical, but going forward from the next quarter, we are we will be declaring based on the vertical side.
Yeah, segment-wise.
Segment-wise, the declaration is going to be. But geographic-wise, most of the revenue right now coming from U.S. side. We just started getting revenue from Australia, but otherwise, most of the revenue is coming from North America right now.
According to the services, means most of the revenue which came from the services, which services?
So go Ravi, you want to answer?
Yes, yeah. Most of the revenue is coming from IT consulting services and product. We have API automation product and so accounting outsourcing services. 10% is from accounting outsourcing services and 25% to 30% is product revenue and the balance is IT consulting. Around 50% is IT consulting and 50% from product and accounting outsourcing services.
Okay, sir. And so with this quarter with the interim dividend payout, how we can see the dividend policy evolving? If the business sustain its current operating performance.
Our intention is to try and get dividend twice a year is what our plan is, the interim and then the one more at the after the, that's how the current plan is, twice a year is what the plan is at this point.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best for the upcoming quarters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yes, yeah.
So how does the H-1B visa impact us as most of our revenue comes from North America?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. So we as a company are not dependent on H-1B. So our H1s, overall our H1 revenue is very minimal. We have less than, I would say, 25 employees who are actually H1, and they are also been with us for quite long term. So our impact on H1B is actually less. And what actually we see is that it's a positive sign for us, for our company. We see a lot of growth opportunities of offshore IT services. We as a company are focusing on GCC as a service. Because of our excellent infrastructure that we already have in place, we are able to present our clients a GCC model of a service, which is because of immigration issues that our clients are seeing. Mid-market companies are not able to get the talents that is needed. So we are offering that as a benefit to the customers. So it's actually, we feel because our company is not dependent on-site H1B, and then because of immigration, so we see a lot more coming to offshore services model. A lot of clients are looking for that. So this, we feel it's an advantage, like, frankly, for us right now.
All right, so, and can you talk about network objects, your subsidiary, and how much it contributes to your overall revenue?
Yes, they are about, right now, about $20 million in revenue, and then mainly it's on-site consulting. So the contribution of network objects in terms of our India standalone financials is very minimal. It's all on-site consulting is what they have right now. And they're also, the split is also where their client, most of them are coming as the third local consultants. So their dependency on H1B also is not substantial at this point of time. They have a consistent revenue coming from the last 2 years from the clients, and their main focus is on supporting Vistex product services. They're mostly focused on niche in Vistex as a product support. That's what they do.
Okay, so and any any revenue and margin guidance for this year and FY27?
Yes, our costs are stabilized from the actual non-billable revenue or non-billable expenses. Because of the team that we built, in non-billable revenue expenditure is stabilized for us. So whatever we grow in terms of revenue, positive revenue with GCC as a service, our product side, our already contracts that were already put in place in the last couple of years, which is a long-term contract, we see revenue stabilizing, growing, and more than that, our EBITDA margins are expected to grow based on our current plans that we see, either in a GCC model or in otherwise, right, offshore delivery model. Our gross profits and net profits are expected to grow up over the next year or two.
So can you quantify the number?
We are basically looking at a stabilized at least 20 to 25% growth rate is what our expectation is, our plans are. So we are to see, that's the goal that we have right now in terms of revenue growth.
Can we achieve it this year or maybe FY27?
We are looking at the fiscal year 2026-27 is the growth plan that we are looking for.
And EBITDA margin, sir?
We would, our goal is to get increased at least, Ravi, you want to answer how much based on the current scenario and the projected?
Yeah, at least 10 to 15%, so we are planning to achieve a better margin of at least 15% by increasing our operational efficiency and by utilizing our existing infrastructure and also our capabilities. So we have very good human capital, like we have long-standing employees, those who served us, who are with us for more than 15 years. We are going to capitalize that expertise and increasing our product revenue. So because whatever we already spent is spent. Like we have to spend a minimal amount to increase, to scale up to the next level. So that will help us to maximize our profitability, EBITDA.
To add to that, right, we want to let you know again that we have an infrastructure that can support up to growth up to 2,000 employees without putting additional, not much additional capital in terms of infrastructure, own facilities. That's a big asset for us in this new GCC kind of service model that we are going for.
On this 10% to 15%, that is like a long-term target or that we can achieve in FY27?
Yeah, we'll hold it for next fiscal year.
We take the next question from the line of Divya Datta from Harmonium Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, last quarter, we begin inroads in the U.S. government sector. So how is this contributing in Q2 and what opportunity growth pipeline we have currently? This is my first question.
So the
question is on the interim dividend which this quarter we have announced. So how do you see dividend policy evolving? How coming quarters? Thank you.
Thanks for the question. For the first question, right, for the government contracts, this is our entire process of, for the last several years, we are mainly focused on the private sector and then private sector and the product side of revenue. Only this year we started trying to get into public sector, and we won our first major RFP that we announced at for the public sector, the Department of Transportation. So in that, it's a $5 million over a period of 5 years is what the award was, but each and every project is different, and we won our first within that in the last very first project that came out after vendor selection was this, and we were able to win that. And we see consistently winning around $1 to $1.5 million worth of revenue coming from this particular public sector customer over the next few years is what our expectation is at this point. Again, it's a competitive bidding. We have to bid each and every time, but that's what we have projected to win is at this point of time. And regarding your second question, dividend, again, our goal is at this point, I answered the previous person's question also. Our goal is to be able to give at least twice a year dividend policy is what we are trying to get to at this point of time. That's the goal at this point of time. Depending on that particular quarter, that particular half-yearly results, we will try to see what the best we can do on the dividend. But our goal is to be able to provide dividend. Our margins and our profitability over a period of last several years, we are always consistently profitable, and we believe that our profit margins will go up over the next years, and we should be able to do better on the dividends as well.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my last question is, as 2-3 quarters, we had a press release on that we are looking for a new acquisition. So have we thought about something on that line?
Yes. As a company, right, we have been looking for acquisitions, for the right kind of acquisition over the last several months. And when we say the right fit is more important for us, both culturally, how we integrate the acquired company, what the capabilities that they're bringing in addition to what we have, whether it's horizontal fit or vertical fit or it's geographic. So we are looking at various acquisitions, and as of now also, we're consistently in touch, and at this point of time also, we are in discussions with a couple of companies. Again, that has to materialize. We have to look at various reasons, but we are in always in lookout for acquisitions is what I would say.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Rishabh Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you once again, sir. So with the recent expansion in Australia, where we have secured two projects in finance and accounting, so considering the press release I have read regarding the UK initiative, so what progress has been made in the UK market?
Yes, we started when we started wanting to get into Australia. Those two projects that we won, actually one based on not even having an office, but be able to promote in Australia as a foreign corporation or as Indian company, right? But so at the same time, we started in UK also or Europe also, and then we are able to see some traction in UK market right now or Europe market. But we haven't closed anything at this point, but we are looking at it. But opening offices, we are actually pursuing this quarter to be able to open offices in both the locations, Australia as well as Ireland-based Europe as they go, both the locations. We are working on it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you.
Program?
Yeah. Thank you, Anandal, for your questions. I hope you are all satisfied with the answers. So if not, you can reach out to the investor relations team for any queries. And thank you everyone for joining. And with this, we would like to conclude our second quarter and first half year of financial year 25-26 earnings call. Thank you, one and all. You can reach out to our investor relations team, any team, for any queries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of XT Global Infotech Limited, I conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.